It's been a dark summer for the utility industry. Before Hurricane Isabel, there was the blackout that darkened homes and businesses in the Northeast and Midwest. That blackout prompted considerable discussion about building more transmission lines and generating plants. But within the power industry, one group says utilities and big electricity customers can solve some of their problems by focusing on something called stored energy. NPR's Greg Allen explains.
The most familiar example of stored energy is a battery. But although batteries are widely used as small, discrete power sources, they've been slow to catch on with large power users. In this country, a few utilities use large battery systems to improve reliability. Puerto Rico's Power Authority operates the largest battery energy storage system in the world. But Jason McKenzie, who monitors such things, says the U.S. lags far behind other developed countries in energy storage.
We have about 2.7% of our electricity generating assets embodied by storage. In other countries, such as the UK and Japan, South Africa, other developed countries, the figure is more like 4 to 10%. In this country, we have not added storage assets in the last 15 to 20 years.
McKenzie is executive director of the Energy Storage Council, a group formed by manufacturers, utilities, and others interested in promoting technologies that allow excess energy to be held in reserve until it's needed. Energy storage offers a number of benefits. One of the most attractive is that it allows companies to generate low-cost power during off-peak hours and release it later for sale at peak rates. That's the way it's been used for years at hydroelectric plants. At off-peak hours, water is pumped to reservoirs upstream for release when the demand and the rates are higher. But McKenzie says last month's blackout and the focus on the need to improve reliability highlights another benefit of energy storage.
You can inject very large quantities of power into a strategic location in a very short amount of time.
He says an emergency power supply that could go online in a matter of minutes might have helped avoid last month's cascading blackouts. Along with improved battery systems, there are a variety of other new technologies being explored for storing energy. Some, like flywheels and fuel cells, are still in their infancy. But another technology, compressed air energy storage, is already in use, and a handful of new projects are in the planning stages. For the past few years, an energy company called Haddington Ventures has been working to turn an old limestone mine south of Cleveland into a site where it can store compressed air. The air would be pumped in using off-peak electricity and later released to power turbines and generate electricity during peak hours. The plant in Norton, Ohio, would be huge. John Strom, managing director of Haddington Ventures, says when it's complete, it will include 9 separate units capable of generating enormous amounts of power. 300 megawatts each.
This would be the largest power-generating facility in all of ECAR, which is the Midwest East-Central Reliability Region.
In Iowa, a group of mostly small municipal utilities is planning a similar project. Instead of an abandoned mine, the Iowa project would store compressed air in an underground aquifer. And rather than buying energy at off-peak prices, the Iowa utilities would rely on high-tech windmills to power their facility. Bob Haug, the executive director of Iowa's Association of Municipal Utilities, says the group is still pricing it out. But if it's built, the facility will give the state something that it's long wanted, a way to store wind power.
Iowa has great wind resources now, but this will put wind energy in a whole different category. That's the one argument that utilities and developers have used against wind, is that it's not what we call dispatchable. It's not there for certain when we need it, and this changes the equation.
Despite the potential, both the Iowa and Ohio projects have been slow to get off the ground. Those involved with stored energy say that's due in part to uncertainty surrounding new investments in an industry that's caught between a regulated and a deregulated market. They want the government to begin providing incentives that would encourage power companies to invest in technology that would allow them to store away energy for use during peak periods and in emergencies, such as the one that turned out the lights on August 14th. Greg Allen, NPR News.